Want to listen to The Sound of Surrey live? Couldn't be easier. Download the Brooklands Radio app right now through Google Play or the App Store to listen to us anytime, any day, anywhere. Brooklands
Radio. Well, I'm very pleased and excited and personally satisfied to have in the room with me right now Gillian Everall, who comes from Everfair Tax here in Weybridge. And the reason Gillian's here is she's going to tell us about the budget. Now, you may have listened to the budget, but interpreting it and understanding it is something that she does for a living. Good afternoon, Gillian.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
It's a great, great pleasure. So he was on his feet for quite some time today. How should we all be feeling?
That's an interesting one. I would say probably a bit flat, if I'm honest. Mm-hmm. It had sort of been well highlighted in the last week or so. He prepared everybody that it probably wouldn't be the most exciting of budget announcements, and I guess that's what we got. We got something where he had a number of things that he was looking to do, but he's probably keeping some of his more interesting options on tax changes back for the main March budget. So we'll see if that one's a bit more exciting, but this one a little bit flat.
And unfortunate for what was the last autumn statement as well.
Yeah, and that was perhaps one of the most interesting points. For those who missed it, what he did say was that instead of the usual autumn statement, spring budget system, he's going to turn it on its head. He's going to have an autumn budget from 2017 onwards, and then the traditional springtime announcement will just be a bit of a fiscal summary. How are we getting on, and responding to anything that's come out from the Office of Budget Responsibility.
Okay, so it was flat, but what was in it?
There were some interesting things that people need to know about. He stuck to his guns on the main allowances and the main tax rates. Those had all been previously very well documented. So we've got our 11,500 tax-free personal allowance from April that we knew was coming. It'll go up to 12.5 by the end of this Parliament in 2020, and the rate at which you hit 40% tax will go up to 50,000 by the end of Parliament as well. So those things, he stuck to his guns. He stuck to his guns on the savings allowance, where you can have additional investment income free from tax. That's going to stick to 5,000. No increases there. He made the pre-arranged increases to things like the ISA limit, so we can now all invest 20,000 into our ISAs every year from April 2017, and he gave a bit of an inflationary increase to junior ISAs and the child trust funds. He did what he said in that he announced that it was going to be, if anyone was going to benefit hugely, it was what he referred to as the just about managing families, the jam. Oh,
there's this new term, jam, yes.
Yeah, I know, an interesting one. So to support those, he did announce increases to the national living wage. So that's going to go up to £7.50 from April 2017. And for younger workers, there's going to be some changes to the national minimum wage from April as well, all to help those. And a bit of working on the rates at which you lose your benefits for those who get support with childcare costs, etc. Mm-hmm. So all of those things could have been predicted. We did get our confirmation that for those motorists among us, there's no fuel duty rise.
That's about 7 years on the trot, isn't it, or something like that?
It is.
I mean, we
yeah.
already pay the highest rate of fuel tax anywhere, don't we?
We do. So, as a driver myself, I was a bit relieved that my cost at the pump isn't going to go up at midnight tonight. So we know that's going to remain frozen as it has done for quite a while now.
Or if it does go up at midnight tonight, it's got nothing to do with the duty, because it seems to bounce up and
down anyway. No, Alex, you're absolutely right, but it won't be because of that at the very least. Mm-hmm. There was probably, for some, very welcome, but for those working in the letting industry, perhaps not so much. We're now following Scotland's lead in abolishing charges levied by letting agents on tenancies. So that could be quite an interesting one to watch as to how that affects local rents in the weeks and months to come, as the agents figure out how they're going to deal with that.
But that's a substantial revenue stream for them, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, and particularly one on renewals, where everyone perhaps feels that they don't earn their money in quite such the way as they do getting tenancies in the beginning. So for those just trying to move into their first home and having to rent until they can get their foot on the housing ladder, hopefully it will bring the cost of that down for them. And he did a nice thing for the local area is he did announce a bit of a spending boost on roads and grammar schools. So hopefully we will benefit from some of that in North Surrey. Certainly some of the local roads here in Weybridge I hope might get a bit of a renewal, because, yeah, I think they'd benefit from that.
He talked about housing, transport and infrastructure. So infrastructure being the road is what you've just mentioned.
Yes, yes.
In terms of transport and housing.
So he did announce, so there was funding boost for some of the main infrastructure projects, and particularly to get utilities, to help with the cost of getting utilities to new housing developments.
All right.
And linked to that, what he did was put some money aside for a bit more affordable housing, and also to speed up the building of housing on land that the government have put aside for that purpose. So hopefully there'll be a bit more housing stock arriving in the years to come, but we'll see. It was also sort of a bit about what we didn't get. So those are the main things that we didn't get. For those who run their own business, he did also confirm that he's going to stick with the status quo on the corporation tax rates. They're going to continue to go down from 20 to 17, as previously announced. He didn't take up George Osborne on his suggestion, funnily enough, to ease the post-Brexit effect by dropping corporation tax rates to 15. He didn't do that. Maybe he could have, and maybe he will. But the rest of it was more about what perhaps people were hoping was in there, and he didn't do. People were hoping maybe to ease the housing market and the cost of moving. He might have backtracked a bit on stamp duty land tax. He didn't take the chance to do that. Some people hoped he might help again with the cost of buying goods post-Brexit by announcing a drop in VAT. He didn't do that either.
Do you think he's maybe holding this stuff for spring?
More than likely. And if not this spring, certainly on some of the SDLT and VAT, he might be holding out perhaps till the autumn budget of 2017, when the timing of Brexit's a little bit clearer. And for those worried about the new proposals that we have to start collating more and more data for our taxes online on a quarterly basis, so those who are self-employed rent investment properties out, there was an idea as well that you'd have to start putting your data forward every 3 months instead of every year. And he didn't really give us any more data on that one, unfortunately, either, but simply said that we'll know more in January. So watch this space on that one too.
There's two things, actually, if I can just mention, that I picked up on, which I thought was an odd thing for the government to get involved in: reducing whiplash claims.
I did see that one, Alex, yes. And they did that in amongst the bits on raising insurance premium tax, which could hit a few of us hard on our premium renewals next year. So they did put that up, and yes, they're going to start going hard after what they consider to be frivolous claims.
Well, apparently we have the highest amount of whiplash claims in Europe. But then again, we are a small country with small roads with lots of cars on them.
That is true. Having seen sort of the effects of a couple of accidents on the M25 where there was lots of cars going into the back of each other as they waited in traffic.
Yeah,
I can see why that's the case.
So it's all about the M25. And there was another one that said employee perks lose tax relief. What was that about?
Yeah, no, so this was something else I did want to mention. Up until now, we've had a system where your employer could give you the chance to give up some of your salary in return for certain other benefits, and you would save, and they would save on your national insurance through a system called salary sacrifice. And what they've done is said they're going to restrict that a bit. So there's now much fewer benefits that we can do that with.
So effectively, salary was getting taken out of the tax area and placed into a non-tax area.
It was mainly national insurance, so they were losing a lot of national insurance as people sort of said, don't give me this amount of salary, buy me a private medical policy or other benefits instead, and there was no national insurance on that.
Oh, I understand, right. Okay. Tell me then, is this the end of austerity? Is that what this budget suggests?
Not at all. I think he's just taken the decision to move away a bit from George Osborne's unwillingness to borrow. So I think what he was trying to do was just ease some of the difficulties by loosening the purse strings a little bit and borrowing a little bit more. But there was sort of a clear indication that the economy is still being affected, and we've still got a little way to go before austerity might be properly over.
I have to ask you one more question, Gillian, because you've done a wonderful job of talking us through that, and I'm feeling what I'm feeling. How do you feel as a business owner about that budget?
I think I got what I expected. Maybe that's because I was in a position to understand more what was to come. But there were no major surprises from my point of view.
So how are you feeling?
Flat.
We've been talking to Gillian Everall, who is from Everfair Tax here in Weybridge. She's been talking through the budget. This will be available as a podcast on our website tomorrow at the latest. And I want to thank you very much for coming in, Gillian.
Thank you for having me.
It's been great. Brooklyn's Radio.